Hello and welcome to my first podcast. This is my first time doing it. My name is Anthony Ludwar, and what this podcast is basically going to be about is I'm going to watch movies and podcast myself while doing it, and we'll see what happens after that. For this first pod, I'll be the only one here. So yeah, sad until I get some friends to watch movies with me and get them hooked on casting like I am. Anyways, I thought I could start out my first pod with watching Sharknado. I've never seen the movie. Netflix gives it 4 out of 5 stars. It's from 2013. It's 1 hour and 27 minutes long. I'll cut out boring parts where I don't talk, but yeah, well, I guess we'll start it. So, this should be interesting, I guess. By sci-fi. I guess I'll start out with a little bit about myself. I watch a lot of movies. I love movies. I have a huge closet just packed full of movies. I buy movies about every day. And today I bought Evil Dead 1 and 2, finally. I love those movies. Got them on Blu-ray. Great movies. Watched them earlier today. Love them. Sam Raimi films. Oh, cutting up some shark meat. Got a lot of sharks on that ship. Okay, butter. That guy just drink butter? What the heck? Some low budget stars, but you know, it's a sci-fi film. Totally expected. This weekend at the movies, I watched Guardians of the Galaxy. Oh my gosh, I love that film. I love all Marvel films. Super huge Marvel fan, nerd. Also DC. Just, I like Marvel better. Yeah, so go Team Marvel. Anyways, watch Guardians. I love that movie. It was such a step in a different direction for Marvel. Like, it had a completely different feel. Loved the soundtrack. And all those characters could have done horrible jobs. Like, it would be risky for Marvel to cast all those people. Like, I'll read off the cast here real quick. Anyways, in Sharknado, I guess the boat's being attacked or something. But, there's Chris Pratt playing Peter Quill, and I think he did an excellent job. His movies in the past have been, like, Her and Moneyball. Nothing too big. Nothing too big at all, but, yeah, I actually liked him in this. Vin Diesel played Groot, which is the tree. He doesn't have very much lines in it. Pretty good job, though. Like, he could have been a CGI nightmare, but he did pretty good. Something's happened on Sharknado. Hold on. This guy has a weird voice. He, like, whisper yells. All of a sudden, it's raining. Oh, great CGI graphics. I remember I used to watch sci-fi films all the time. Anyways, back to the top-billed cast. There's Bradley Cooper. Love Bradley Cooper. I thought it was weird how he really didn't use his voice throughout the movie. Like, he kind of did a different voice. But, you know, like, the CGI with the raccoon could have went south. Zoe Zadanar, I think it is. She played Gamora, which is the green chick. She was bound to do great. She did great in Star Trek, I think. Avatar, too. She was in that for a bit. She did pretty good in that. Anyways, like, those four together were really nice. The development of the whole, like, complete Marvel Universe plot, that was pretty amazing. But the main bad guy in the movie, I feel like he was kind of underdeveloped, which is Rowan, played by Lee Pace. And, like, you're like, they got him in the end, but, you know, it was kind of hard to connect. But I only saw it once, so I won't be too hard to judge. Anyways, I'll have to see it more. Back to Sharknado. After movie news, I might do that here and then. This movie has horrible CGI. It's so funny, though. Oh. Guy's getting ripped apart by, like, flying fish. Oh, I guess, yeah, that's what it is. Sharknado. Tornado. Sharks. Oh, yeah. Out on the beach, patrolling for chicks. I'm gonna try to surf. I'm gonna try a skateboard. I'm gonna play polo. I'm gonna rub lotion on myself. I'm sorry, I'm making fun of some of this stuff. That guy looks like he shouldn't be on the beach. He's like, hey, you sexy lady, you look like you're 12. Are you a 12-year-old? Yes, you are. Yeah, scenery. Yeah, jail bait. Oh, he has a jet ski. Sci-fi's like, we're gonna blow half our budget on hot chicks just for this opening scene. And here comes the Sharknado. Wait, wouldn't it be a hurricane if it's by the water? Like, it wouldn't be a tornado at all. It'd be a shark hurricane. Since it deals with water, if it's by the water, I guess if it's like by land, it would be a tornado, but like, it'd be a hurricane. What? Oh my gosh. Why? Oh, more ass shots. Let me check out my IMDb on this movie. I love my IMDb. If you don't have the IMDb app, I recommend it, even though I don't really get supported by them. I don't know. I don't get supported by anybody. This is my first podcast. Hopefully IMDb, like, yeah, we'll get him. I still have to think of a name for the podcast. I'll probably have one by the end of this. Anyways, by the time this is up. So, Shark... Whoa, there's a 2, Sharknado number 2, I didn't know that. And the covers look exactly the same. They're just like a different color. It got a 3.3, oh my gosh. Did any of these people star in anything else? Just like other horrible films? Oh my gosh, why did I put this on? Oh, this girl's from like... all American Pie movies. Tara Reddy. Director Anthony C. Frant. Oh, that's my name, Anthony. He is known for Sharknado Boo, Sharknado 2, Scream of the Banshee, and Antilla. He has one nomination. This movie has one nomination. People's Choice Award. Favorite TV movie miniseries? I don't think that one. Oh, as a user, this should be fun. Reading reviews says 10 out of 10 for anyone who hasn't seen the sci-fi original movie Sharknado. It's a heartwarming coming-of-age story about a ragtag group of sharks uprooted from their homes by Mother Nature's fury. The sharks must band together and overcome adversity and strife while trying desperately to make their way back to the home they've ever known. The home they've ever known? Okay. Battling chainsaw-wielding humans and B-list actors trying to desperately to throw themselves into displaced sharks' mouths every chance they get. If you love sharks and tornadoes, yeah, I love tornadoes, well, now you have to choose. Do yourself a favor and see this one before the Oscars. Sharknado is truly the cinematic experience of a lifetime. That guy seems like he loves sharks and tornadoes at the same time. I'm gonna do that and make that a thing where I read reviews on IMDb of like really loving fans. I'll read like somebody that gave it an extremely crappy review, gave it like a one. Says, this is a one star. While I give this one star, I strongly encourage everyone to see this movie, not because it's good or has a single redeeming factor, but because if Ed Wood set out intentionally with an unlimited budget to make the worst movie ever, he could not have made something this bad. That is true. Very true. He goes on to like rant about other things. It's a really long review. I'm not gonna read the whole thing. I'll read this other first one if it's kind of short. Sharknado. Sharknado. All caps. Sharknado. The title alone would suggest that the writers of this film lack creativity, yet almost impossible. Okay, so during the movie right now, everybody is getting like slaughtered on the beach. Not by a hurricane, whatever, NATO. It's just like sharks in the water. Oh, finally you get everybody out of the water, retards. Probably shouldn't say that. Anyways, says this film is somehow worse than its title suggests. Yep. And it says it forgets the laws of physics, probably, like most movies. Then add poor quality sharks and tornadoes. That's pretty funny. But only has a 3.3 rating. I'll rate it at the end and I'll submit mine on IMDb. Oh, this guy's on a jet ski. He's like, doo doo doo. And he's like, ah, my leg. Nom nom nom. I love the taste of humans. That's a shark talking. I think I've seen worse film than this. And that's Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. Oh my gosh, those are horrible films. There's like four of them. I don't know how they made four of them, but they did. Everybody's like running around in different directions. Like, they're not even trying to go anywhere. There's like a gay butt buddy romance scene happening right now. Oh, they made it back. That guy's like, I have my leg. You could totally tell it was buried in the sand and they just like put fake blood on his knee. Sometimes I go on Netflix and I just look for like 2 stars and I'm like, okay, let's watch this. I thought it was pretty funny. It's like that one show. I can't remember the title again. Mystery Science Theater 3000. If you've ever, like, if you haven't seen that, you should watch at least one episode. It's pretty funny. They take horrible films and they have commentators just kind of make fun of it. Kind of like this. I'll probably make fun of crappy movies and every now and then I'll review a really good movie because I love my good movies. And a Marvel one because Marvel movies are great. Some of them. They've had their ups and downs, I could say that. Like, let's see. Oh, Howard the Duck. Oh my gosh. Oh, Howard the Duck. That was a horrible Marvel film. Horrible, horrible, horrible. I'm still not convinced. I'm pretty sure this is a shark hurricane, not a sharknado. And I dislike the fact that that's losing a star right there, okay? We're down to like, I don't know how many stars. I'm pretty sure they spent all their money getting, like, guys in the movie that are Z-list actors and girls in the movie that are, like, D-list actors. And by D's, I mean boobs. Yeah. Or you could say D for discount porn stars. What if they made a movie and it's like zombie sharks, and they can walk on land and just like run after people and eat them. Zombie sharks. If you've ever heard the theme song from Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, like Attack of the Killer Tomatoes, and it just goes on from there. It'd be like Attack of the Zombie Sharks. That might be a good crap movie. Zombie sharks, when zombie sharks attack. Okay, this guy like is ugly, and his wife's all like discount porn star. Okay, if it's flooding there, dude, why don't you freaking leave? I should look up this chick. I'm pretty sure she's like a discount porn star. I feel like they're trying to rip off The Mist. If you guys ever seen that Stephen King film, not directed or produced by him, just storyline. And it's this mist, and they have all these beasts in there, and they gather in a supermarket and just kind of wait it out. It's a pretty good movie. Might have to watch that sometime. If you guys have seen The Walking Dead, I'm a huge Walking Dead fan, but there's a couple Walking Dead people on there. I'll have to IMDb it. I know the lady that plays Carol is actually one of the characters in there. Shark just came crashing through the window. Everybody is getting slaughtered. Oh yeah, Andrea is also in there. Laura Holden, she plays somebody in there. And Jeffrey DeMunn, also, he was in the first season of The Walking Dead. A little bit of the second season, he plays Dale. And then there's one more. Melissa McBride, and she plays a small part in The Mist. She plays Carol in The Walking Dead. So there's about three cast members from The Walking Dead in there. And it's a pretty good movie. 7.2 on IMDb. It's a horror, sci-fi thriller. Oh my gosh, this girl's gonna get eaten by a shark. Wait, where'd she get a gun? What the heck, where'd she get that gun at? Oh, just beat the... What? This guy's just like tapped a shark with a stool and's like, I'll go away now. Oh no, we're all running from the horrible CGI. Take that, shark. Let me shove this big thing in your mouth, shark. Oh, dude, that would have totally killed you. This guy, like, shot a propane tank in a shark's mouth, and it's just like, small explosion, no shrapnel. These people learned how to run away from objects, from, what is it, Prometheus. Like, it keeps coming towards them, and they're like, keep running forward. Can't run in any other direction. A guy just got ran over by it. Oh, no way. I don't think that could do that much damage to a building. Also, I'll probably set up something in the near future where people can suggest movies for me to watch. They could be horrible, they can be good. I might have to do one with Rubber. If you guys have ever seen that film, it's ridiculous. It's about this tire that goes around killing people because it like has telekinesis or something. It's pretty horrible. Okay, this is awkward place for a song. It's like Turmoil, and it's like happy song. I think I know what I'm gonna do for my cover for my podcast. I got a pretty good picture. I think I'll use it. It's me and Jennifer Aniston, and it's not really her. I'm at a wax museum, and it's a pretty funny photo. You guys will see it. They're gonna give that girl a gun. What? I'm gonna have to make an intro too. I'm gonna like grab a piano and just hit some keys on it. That guy just got taken down by a shark on the highway. That'd be like weird to tell the family. Just be like, yeah, your husband was eaten on the highway by a shark. Just be like Tommy Boy. Here comes the meat wagon. Wee wee. And the doctor gets out and says, oh my god. That's what would happen. That was my impression of Chris Farley's Tommy Boy. Great movie. Oh my god. I have to download a photo editor so I can actually edit my photo. Doo-doo-doo, 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 doo-doo-doo. It's like action movie music. That guy has a stool. He's like, I'm freaking my stool. I pushed a shark with this thing. What the heck? That guy just like taps the window with the bar stool and it's like, brick. Yeah, no. That is not how physics works. Discount green screen. Oh my gosh, the CGI water is so heavy. He just got like smashed. How is that water not affecting anyone else? The sewers will run red with burgundy's blood. Oh my god. I just want somebody to say that in this movie. What if it, instead of sharks, it was like kangaroos? You just like, just a tornado of kangaroos and like one pops out and kicks you in the face and jumps back in the tornado. Remember that movie Kangaroo Jack? That was a pretty horrible movie. I'm sorry for anybody that liked that movie, but you know, it was horrible. There's so many font choices. I'm like, I don't even know what font I'm gonna go for. Just be like, I'm gonna use Comic Stanza because it will look cool. No, it won't. Holy cow. This would be so much simpler if there was only like one. Just be like, Impact. I have no idea what kind of font I want to use. Why do they make this so hard on you? What? They're like, this discount porn star is like, no, you can't come in my house. Even though you're my provider. Oh. What is going on? What is wrong with that dude's hair? Oh my gosh, flying sharks? That's impossible. Rush! That was a shark eating him. Near it's imperishable. And shark's like, oh, no it's not. Oh, guy with a bad haircut is getting owned. Die already, I hate you. She is an a-hole. Help us, the sharks are swimming up the stairs. They're referring to the shark as a he. Maybe the shark's a girl. You don't even know. Nom nom nom. I love wood, house wood. I'm a shark. And I love being shot in the face with a shotgun. That girl does not know how to shoot a shotgun. It's gonna get a lot worse before it gets any better. No, duh. This guy's freaking out. He's like, nobody tells me anything. None of your business. Well, I think I'm done with my podcast cover. Should be good for now. What are you gonna do? I'm gonna push a shark out of here. Hey, boo boo, there's a shark down here. Okay, run into the shark infested waters. So, my podcast name is officially Anthony Watches Movies. And it may be changed, I don't know, but for now, that's what I'm gonna go with. So tell your friends, or your family, or your invisible friend. I don't know. You could tell your grandma, your grandpa. I don't know. You just tell people. And if you're the first one listening to this, congratulations. I love you. So that's what you win. You win my love for you. I don't know how they're supposed to stop a natural disaster, but you know, go ahead. Try to stop natural disasters. You just be you. You do you. You do you. So they're trying to save this guy, I guess. It's not going well. Nothing goes right in horror movies, ever. Will this Sharknado hurricane ever stop? What would they call this hurricane? Like, they have names for all these different hurricanes. Like, what would they call this one if it was real life? They might call it Sharknado, but I feel like they could come up with a better name. Maybe it's like Hurricane Bruce, just because of the fact there's a shark in Nemo named Bruce. I think that would be pretty funny, but horrible at the same time, because hurricanes leave a lot of disasters, and I'm not a cruel person, but I think it's just humorous. Everybody away from the water. Sharks tend to be in water. I just want to, like, see a shark dive bomb into something, like, I don't know, like, Disney World. Everybody's like, yay, Disney World. It's like, boom, sharks. They're playing Connect Four. They're like, this storm is so horrible. I just have to play board games. How's this girl still alive? Like, she can't shoot guns. And I think she's, like, borderline special. What? They blew up the middle of the Sharknado? This guy's, what? Total ripoff. This guy has a shotgun and a freaking chainsaw, okay? First of all, that's Sam Raimi's, so you can't take that. And Bruce Campbell is all about that. He's Ash, and you can't take that from him, because that's totally Evil Dead thing. So that's a star off right there. So I just gotta remember to minus two stars for copying. I told you to get out of the freaking water. Now the sharks are in here. I want this movie to be in, like, a different language or, like, a different country. Like, Sweden. It's like, oh, no, the sharks are in the water. Whatever, what are we going to do? It's like, there are sharks flying everywhere. These are sharks of very sharp teeth. Okay. What the heck, like, nursing home? Sharks attacking a nursing home. And, yeah, that's how physics works. Oh my gosh. Like, I put, like, half a gallon of gas in a pool, and it's like, explosion! CGI fire. Because our budget was so low, we couldn't waste half a gallon of gas in a crappy pool. We are flying into the tornado with a helicopter. Make sure you shoot all of the sharks in the middle of the tornado. Pretty sure that's not how physics works. I would laugh if it just, like, short-circuit and blew up in the helicopter. You know, because nothing stops tornadoes like explosions within them. You must be so proud your son is flying helicopter into storm to throw grenades. Oh my god, sharks on our helicopter. What were we thinking, flying shark infested areas? Tell me again how your insurance policy went on your helicopter? Well, you see, we're flying next to this Sharknado, and Shark just attacked our helicopter. And be like, I don't think we cover helicopter or shark attacks. This guy is just watching his son die, and he's like, all right, come on, all you old people, let's go to safety. And they're like, stumbling with their canes and stuff. How about we not stand by the windows during a hurricane? Oh my gosh, Dad, those grenade things we made didn't stop the tornado. It's like we threw them into it and it did nothing. I'm gonna take a star off just for physics because it's not present in this movie. Oh my gosh, it's a shark. So, I'm taking 3 stars off. Already. Out of a 10 star scale. 10 star scale. So it's about out of 7 right now. So I'm gonna start docking some. I should probably take up a star for horrible acting. Plus discount porn stars, which will be 2 stars off. So, down to a 5. Nearing the end of the movie, this guy has like 1 more propane bomb. He's like, I'm just gonna throw this in there. Hey Billy, remember that one time we destroyed a shark tornado with a couple of bombs we made in the shed? Yeah, said no one ever. If you guys have ever seen the movie Twister, they don't try to blow up tornadoes. They just kind of wait them out. It's raining sharks. Hallelujah, it's raining sharks. Horrible CG. He's like, I'm going to jump through this shark and somehow appear on the other side. They're like, there's shark dookie all over me. It's gonna rain sharks. Hallelujah, it's raining sharks. Hallelujah.
I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna let myself get
absolutely eaten up. It's raining sharks. Hallelujah, it's raining sharks. Yeah, that's called Raining Sharks. I decided I would do that little bit. We've reached the end of the movie. And it's about time to give my review on the movie. So, I minused about 5 stars on crappy acting, discount porn stars, physics, what else? The title. I didn't even count. I'm just gonna assume that's 5. Anyways, good things about this movie. Low budget, pretty good for a low budget film. Pretty good for a sci-fi film, kind of funny. So, I'm gonna add 3 stars. And, let's see what else. It's kind of iconic. I'll give it a 4 for that. I'll be generous, give it a 4. 4 out of 10 stars. Let me know how you guys like the podcast, and maybe you watched the movie and tell me how you liked it or if you didn't like it.